Father Robert Barron says that that first reading is some of the most sobering words in Scripture. It says, I have appointed you watchmen for the house of Israel. That was the role of a prophet, like to speak the truth when people went astray. I have appointed you watchmen over the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. And he says, if I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. Like we say, that's our role as a prophet. Father Barron has this illustration. He says that he spent a week on retreat in St. Meinrad, and he, middle of the week, he went to the gym to exercise. And in the gym, he saw two teenagers, and they were came in to work out, but they were wearing very inappropriate T-shirts. The words were especially offensive to women. So the priest, you know, said to himself, commented to himself how inappropriate those shirts were. But a few minutes later, a young woman went into the gym, and when she saw those, she was a 20-year-old woman, when she saw those two boys with the T-shirts, she went directly up to them and confronted them and told them they should not be wearing those T-shirts. And if they believed what those words said, they should speak to someone who could help them to change their thought patterns, who could help them change their opinions. Okay? I have appointed you watchmen for the house of Israel. Like, the priest is supposed to be priest, prophet, and king. Prophet to speak the truth people need to hear. But by our baptism, we're all baptized into Christ's mission. We're baptized into his life, but we're also baptized into his mission as priest, prophet, and king. Priest means offer sacrifice. It means post-baptism, the cross is a part of our job description. Prophet means to speak the unpopular truths people need to hear. I have appointed you watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear anything, you shall warn them for me. So God speaks to us, but that message is meant to get through us to others. We are watchmen for each other. We are watchmen of the house of the new Israel. The new Israel is the church. And there's a lot of standard objections. You know, it's none of my business. We know the standard objections because I say them to myself. But none of them holds any water. We're all connected to each other. That's how the mystical body works. The mystical body of Christ, it means that we're all connected. It's like the liver saying to the stomach, it's none of your business. Okay? Well, the liver is connected to the stomach, the mouth is connected to the stomach and the liver. It's everybody's business what the mouth eats. Okay? Well, so it is in the mystical body of Christ. When God gives us words to say and the peace to be able to express something that needs correction, well, it's our responsibility to speak up. Like we said, we don't have to hit people over the head with the truth. But if they're not aware of it, if someone's walking over the edge of a cliff, we do have a responsibility to warn them about what's ahead. Okay? We are implicated in each other. We are one body in Christ. The girl in the gym was exercising fraternal correction. They say one way not to love others is not to warn them. Like, one of the spiritual works of mercy is to correct the sinner. Okay? That's a work of mercy. Okay? To wake people up to reality. Okay? Like, unfortunately, sometimes you and I bring things to the gossiping community. When we see someone do something wrong, we bring it to the gossiping community. Did you know this person is on drugs? Did you know this person is doing this or that? will say, Jesus says, well, don't bring it to the gossiping community. Say it to the person. That's today's gospel. Of course, we all, it's natural to want to be liked, but it's Christian to be a truth teller. We are truth tellers, to speak the truth in charity, to try to lift people up. When we see bad example, to try to warn people about the consequences of their actions. Like we say, the usual solution of the world is to talk about people behind their back, to backstab, to complain. But indirect communication is a sign of dysfunction. Okay? Indirect communication is a sign of a dysfunctional family. And like we say, Jesus says, speak directly to the person. That's the gospel. And what if the person doesn't listen? Then can I bring it to the gossiping community? Well, no, Jesus says then, take one or two others with you and widen the circle ever so slightly. Take it to the next level. Okay? Again, avoid malicious gossip. What if they still don't listen? Okay, well, bring the matter to the church. And the church is those gathered in Christ, committed in love to each other. That's mature love. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, the gospel says, treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. That is, as someone outside of this community of charity. Like, Christ continued to reach out to those outside the church. He continued to reach out to the tax collectors, to the Gentiles, and to bring them into communion with himself. Okay? It doesn't mean we like despise them or, you know, then engage in malicious gossip. It means we want to try to imitate Christ the Good Shepherd who sought them out, the Hound of Heaven. So fraternal correction is actually fraternal charity. Being my brother's keeper is about being correcting those who need correction. It's love that enables us to break out of our own selves and to be more concerned with the good of others, even when it's a cost to myself. Love is an invitation to draw others into communion in Christ, to be in communion with others in Christ. We pray that, like we say, we might avoid that natural inclination to spread when we see wrong, avoid the natural inclination to spread malicious gossip, but go with that supernatural inclination to try to draw those others into communion with the church, to bring them, to correct them, and bring them into communion with Christ. We want to have a relationship with others in Christ. If they don't want to have a relationship in Christ, well, we can still work at it, try to help them. Again, we don't have to hit them over the head with the truth, but truth is an invitation. Truth is an invitation ultimately to heaven, and we want to invite all to heaven because love always wants what's best for others.